So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
They
that's
would take care of us.
exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common Confidential. Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.
You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Klass, along with my wife, OnlyFans model and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Klass. We're here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to another episode of Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. And I feel like at some point I've just gone off the rails. People are going to stop listening. They're like,
for
I don't
sure.
know why the fuck I'm listening to this show anymore. It's lost its complete subject matter.
Yeah.
It's just Jason completely talking unfiltered and untethered.
Very much so.
But I'm having a good time, so fuck it. Hey, so this is our newest guest, and I actually am really excited to speak with her.
This is Jess Marie, and Jess, like I told you, I'm going to mess up all introductions. So I'm just going to let you introduce yourself, yes. And then we're gonna see what kind of conversation we can get into here.
All right, awesome. So yes, I'm Jess, or Jess Marie, as I'm known on social media. I am a mom. I'm a podcast host. I am a life coach, and my full-time job, I work with the homeless population. So I'm a caseworker that helps homeless families kind of do like assessments, make sure they're good, and then, you know, refer them to all of the resources that they need to help them find permanent housing and, you know, become independent again.
That's awesome. That's going to be stressful in its own right, yeah. I'm sure.
It is for sure.
So that takes a lot in general. Yeah. I had to do that. Just, I had a small glimpse of doing that when I was in middle school, which I never felt like was really appropriate for how they put me into it, because I ended up playing like Tony Hawk in their computer lab the entire time. It was like a homeless, food shelter outreach thing.
Okay.
And like, they were like, hey, you need to go there for community service. And I'm thinking like, awesome, I'm going to actually like go clean. I'm going to do some help. Like, I'm just a smart kid, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And they're like, we really have nothing for you, but like, if you want to go play Tony Hawk in the computer lab, we'll sign your community hours for you.
And it's probably like, the easiest community service ever.
Right.
It's the story of my life. I go show up to try to do something that something I'm expecting good. To do. And I'm like excited about it. Everybody else is like, oh, this is, right. You know, let's just
get it over with.
Get it over with, you know. Again, we just totally went off topic.
It's all good.
So talk to me a little bit. Obviously, we have, you know, the main purpose of our podcast, believe it or not, is sex. Uh-huh. I'm not sure if you were aware of that or if our listeners are aware of that anymore.
yeah, because we've just gone so far off the rails.
No, I'm just kidding. We are very, very much still about sex. We actually have some erotic hypnotist, right? Like, I repeated myself because the last hypnotist, I think, fucked with my head too much.
For
just
sure.
made me stutter. So it'll be the second hypnotist we've had. But tell me a little bit about your relation to the awkwardness in sex, Jess.
So I feel like there's a lot of awkwardness when it comes to talking about sex, especially when it comes to women and sex and being sexual and feeling sexy and all of those things. I've talked with so many women and so many people throughout the last several years about this conversation. I've learned a lot from so many people. I've listened to other podcasts. I've had people on my podcast where we've talked about these conversations. I still don't really understand why in 2024 we're still so uncomfortable having these conversations. You know, I mean, I think most of us are having sex. If we haven't yet, we're probably going to at some point in our lives. You know, we need to talk about sex. Yes, it can be uncomfortable, absolutely. But I think in life, most things that are uncomfortable are that way because you need to learn something from that. And, you know, you learn and grow through being uncomfortable. So, well, yeah, it might be uncomfortable.
Totally agree with that. Yeah. And that's something that you hate that I've embraced so much is I love being uncomfortable. Because it means that something new and interesting is about to happen.
Yes.
Not always good, I've found out. but oftentimes, you know, especially we look at it in a business sense, or I think of it in the business sense, you know, when things get uncomfortable in business, or I've reached something that I have not seen before, instead of getting totally just distraught about it, I think, okay, how does this change my business plan? What can I be excited about now instead of, you know, the other way around, so to speak?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's the same thing though with sex, right?
Yeah.
Like being able to talk about it, being able to reduce that shame.
The stigma of a, like, you know, just being able to like, yeah, having, you know, talking about it and like, it's not something we need to like shove under the rug and like, don't talk about
right.
or it's, like you said, everybody's either having it or going to be having it. And like, it's not like a taboo thing. It's
exactly
natural. So,
yeah.
And we've found out obviously since we've started just blasting this shit to the world. We started out with a trickle, and now we're like, hey, I'm showing up at the gas station in an OnlyFans shirt, you know. just to get the reaction.
Yeah. You didn't get the reaction, though.
I'm going to get the reaction.
One day.
But we found that, you know, since basically showing our truth, it's given a lot mm-hmm. more people the courage to also show theirs. And
absolutely.
We were accepted so much more than we expected to be.
Yeah.
You know, we were shunned, I think, by some people that we were not necessarily expecting. Not terribly shunned, but just kind of like, that's distanced. Weird. Yeah. And they may fade off, but they probably weren't really going to be our friends in the first place, because if you couldn't look through it and see that we're not like being a predator to you.
Right.
Or insisting, you know, we've hung out 3,000 times and you've missed my cue that I was trying to fuck you every single time.
Right.
You know, no, it's not like that.
Yeah.
We're just normal people. Our relationship can be the same.
Yeah. And I think that's what happens a lot though. Like when we don't often talk about things for that exact reason, because we think people are going to react one way, or they're going to judge us, or they're going to, you know, focus on all of those stigmas. But when we do start living in our truth and talking about those things, what we end up finding is there are so many more people out there who
for sure.
are the same way as us, or they're curious about that and they want to learn more, but they don't know who to talk to because they're feeling the same way that we're feeling. So
exactly.
That's why these kinds of conversations are so important.
I think the root of being able to feel comfortable with them though is being able to accept, you know, rejection, being mm-hmm. able to say, okay, if this does happen, if I bring this up to my friend and they reject me for it, what is the worst case scenario here? Do they bring something to my life that is
going to be missing?
Crucial, you know, obviously friendship, yes. But like, mm-hmm. do I have other people maybe that could fill that role? Or, ooh, you know,
did we just say the same thing?
Yes, we sure did constantly. And then, but we used to have those conversations constantly like, hey, would this person still be in our life if we told them? And if they decided, hey, fuck you, you guys are weird.
I don't like that.
Is it going to affect us? No, probably not, because we're almost always the people that reach out anyways. You know what I mean? We are the friend group, essentially.
Right. Like, if we don't reach out to
that's
you...
that's kind of what we started thinking, is like, nobody ever reaches out to us, period.
To
like,
check in or whatever. In.
It's always us.
Yeah.
But that's just our role. That's our role in the friend group. You know what I mean? It's just, it's
always
fine.
Been that way, so...
But that means that when we decide to make up our mind on something, then y'all don't like it, and fuck you. You know what I mean?
Right, like...
Yeah.
The friend group is dissolved, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, we've had other people, like, reach out, like, that I haven't talked to in, like, 10 years that are like, this was awesome. Like, good job. Like, I'm so glad that you're, like,
and we're, like,
being honest and, like, you know, being who you truly are. And they're, like, you know, never would have guessed, you know, good job. Like, what, you know, like, just super supportive. So you're, like, wow, I haven't talked to you in, like, forever. And yet you were, you know, you took the time to
Well, it's so helpful, too. Like, even if you don't want to be selfish and, you know, think, okay, I've got to live my truth so that I can, you know, be my true self, being able to have the courage to do it is also helpful for the other people around you, I think.
Right. Yeah. You know,
our journey for this started with your anxiety.
Yeah.
And I remember we started talking about anxiety kind of openly, because I was like, to me, it was just like, I had the understanding of anxiety, right?
Uh-huh.
But I didn't fully know what it was, you know, because when you're living in it, you're just like, you don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So once I figured it out, I was like, light bulb. And I'm like, looking around at other people and be like, hey, you might have that too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm just starting to talk about it. People are looking at me like, I'm crazy. Like, you don't talk about that. Like,
right.
Why?
Yeah.
Like, clearly you have anxiety. If somebody would have came up to me and like, dude, your concerns are, I don't want to say invalid, but it's your anxiety talking.
Yeah. It's not, you know,
trust me, man, this isn't the reality you're living in.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that. And I approached it with your sister.
Yeah.
I was talking to her sister, and I love her sister. I've known her sister since forever, before she was 18 years old. And I know how her personality is supposed to be. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're talking to her. I'm just like, what's going on? Like, is everything good? And she's just like, I just don't feel motivated. You know,
This, that, and the other.
I'm like, yo, your sister has it. So like,
she had no idea that I had anxiety, because, like, again, it's not something people talk about. And so like, we, you know, you started telling her, you know, look into this, look into that. And she was like, oh.
And I'm so fucking unfiltered that, like, I'll tell you everything. Like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, judgment. But
again, like, that's, I'm just going to say that's so crazy, though, because even something like anxiety, which, again, a lot of people are experiencing, we don't talk about. Like,
right.
And sometimes even, like, simple things that, like, everyday conversations, we don't talk about them. And it's like, things can be so much better for all of us if we just talked about things, like, all the things, everything, all of it.
I agree. Yep.
I mean, there's always going to be that, you know, loud minority, so to speak, that's like, ew, or, you know, shun. Yeah. But we're starting to learn that, like, we can be protected from that, so to speak, by, like, creating our own little group. You know what I mean? Yeah. By saying, hey, these are the people that see us for who we are. And if these other people are going to come after us now for it, then these people are probably going to stand up for us. Because they know damn well we're going to stand up for them, too.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's really the community in a nutshell. But
we're collecting.
It is. You can't create that community, though, without having this raw openness and willing to, like, expose yourself in a non-sexual way to people.
Yeah. Right.
But doing it in a sexual way does also help connections.
That is true.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not sure how that segued.
No idea.
I saw my opportunity because, and I took it.
You know what? Because it makes them uncomfortable. And sometimes, again, people need to be uncomfortable. And it opens up the door for so many more conversations. So it might seem like, for someone who's listening, like, what do they mean by that? It does present a lot of opportunities for a lot of conversations.
It does. Anytime I've had to really break a super awkward conversation with somebody, like her mom, breaking news to her mom was like the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
So I would just be like, when she'd like, let me tell her,
right,
I'd be like, all right, cool. I'll just rip it off like a Band-Aid. Do it like complete shock, you know?
Uh-huh. Right.
Let's shock her so much that she knows I'm trying to get a reaction out of her.
Right.
And that she has to think twice before she reacts and has to calm her ass down. You know what I mean? It works like a charm.
Yeah.
It works every fucking time.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I don't know.
That's not how I usually approach it, but, you know.
I love doing it.
He likes going that approach.
Chaos.
I mean, yeah. I think that's kind of entertaining. I can't say that I don't like that idea.
I'm not saying I don't like it either, but I just can't, like, just rip it off like a Band-Aid. I'm like, let me go ahead and beat around the bush, talk about 15 different topics. Oh, we're about to get off the phone. Hey, let me hit you with it now. And then she's like,
by the way.
Okay. Right. Like, I have some major news that we've been talking for like 45 minutes that I haven't told you about, but, like, let me go ahead and just drop it now.
So. Now that she is comfortable enough to, like, talk to her mom. And, like, kind of
not that
her.
I was uncomfortable. It was just
uncomfortable.
It was hard. Like,
now that she's there, I basically sit back on speakerphone, and then I'm comedic relief in case shit goes sideways.
Love it.
You know,
love
I'll it. Just jump in and be like, you know, really, it's my naked body that everybody's looking at. You know, something like that. And then she's like, "What?" You know,
just I'm like, yeah. And then we just move on.
Yeah. But she's used to me being, like, way out there. She was asking for advice one time on her dating profile. And I was like, look, if you want hits,
I forgot about
there's that. Three letters that you need to put in your profile. WAP. Don't look it up. Just put
she
it
goes,
in your profile.
She goes, what is it? We're like, don't look it up.
Don't look it up. Like, but you will get hits.
And she looks at me, she goes, do I do that? And I was like, hilarious. And he's like, yes. And I'm like, I can't. I was like, I don't want to tell you no, but, like, I cannot tell you yes.
Wait, do so- I need to go change my dating profile now and include that?
Well, you know, your song, which maybe that's why your profile hasn't been approved yet, is WAP.
Oh.
That's your anthem.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's probably exactly why.
That's great.
We finally were like, oh, we learned we could get on Tinder. Like, we just... I tried it at one point, like a long time ago.
Yeah.
I did it when my friend was single again.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, dude, I bet I can fucking pull in some chicks on Tinder.
And he was like, no way, you're married. And we were like,
I was like, dude, yeah, I got game. I'm awkward, but like, trust me, like I'm a salesman. Like,
I mean, but so is your friend. So,
but so he goes, he's going super serious, and he's trying. He's not matching. I think I put a picture of me with a chicken on my fucking head.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Like, we used to have chickens. We used to live in Tennessee. Yep. And it was one of those. It was a Polish chicken, like one of the ones.
No,
that have like
it wasn't.
The,
was it?
Yeah, it was the Afro chicken.
Oh, okay.
And it was. It got so many hits. All these girls are reaching out to me, and I'm like, oh. Look, so that's my way now when I'm breaking the ice on these dating apps too. Is just going so crazy.
Put a chicken on your head.
Well, no, I start crazy, right? So I'll go like my favorite one is like setting disappointment essentially. I'll be like, oh, have you ever been with a couple before? And they'll be like, no. Like, well, let me be the first to set your expectations really low. And from there forward, they're like, okay, well, this guy doesn't have the ego, obviously, because I don't. I really just fucking don't.
Right.
We can have fun. You know what I mean? It's not about, oh, I'm going to make you come, you know? It's, oh, no, we're going to have a fucking blast. And it takes down the Great. Defense, and they're like, okay, he's not a douchebag. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, that's
sometimes
important.
It works, sometimes it doesn't. But, yeah. You know, there's something for everyone. Yep. So
I just actually joined Tinder. Like a few weeks ago, I got on the dating apps. I was in a relationship for almost 13 years.
Oh, wow.
We had broken up. We were probably broken up for maybe like, I don't know, around like a year. And one of my friends was like, Jessica, you should try the dating apps. And I was like, no, I'm not doing this. I swore that it's something I would never in a million years do. And she was like, just do it. It'll be fun. Like, the worst thing that'll happen is, you know, you get some free meals. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. So I got on, and it was a horrible experience.
Oh,
it was horrible. I, like, there's still people that I met from the apps all of those years ago that still reach out to me. Like, people that I never even went out with. Like, we just, like, texted. And I'm like, why do you even still have my phone number? Like, what the heck?
Why? Yeah.
So a couple weeks ago, spontaneously, I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this again. And I did get on Tinder. I was never on Tinder before, but I was like, let me try this one out. So I got on, and like within 5 minutes of setting up my page, I was getting matches and messages. And I kid you not, like immediately this one guy was like, you should come over to my house. And I was like, we're just going to cut right to the, like, I know that Tinder is known for like being the hookup app, but I'm like,
right.
We've literally been messaging for maybe 5 minutes, and you want to invite me to your house? I was like, sorry. I'm not. I mean, I know there's people that do that, and I'm not judging. But
well,
I was
first
like,
off,
I'm not doing
me,
that.
If it was me, I could smoothly invite you to my house in 5 minutes, and you wouldn't have thought twice about it. You would have been like, wow, we connected so quick,
so fast. But then this is what made it crazy: is the guy was then like, well. He's like, I live right down the street from the state troopers on a main street. You'll be fine. I was like, you're a serial
killer. Every serial killer ever.
Exactly. Right. Like, I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah, that's shit. They like a serial killer would live say. Right under the nose. Of
right.
The people
it's like they're
for.
Just living exactly. Right under the radar. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. I was like, no, I'm good. Thanks. I'll pass on that.
I think you made a really good choice
was,
there.
That was smart. Yeah.
Really good choice. That's, you know, that's really, that brings me to the point, like, my biggest thing in this, I decided that, like, if I am going to be in this adult industry, which obviously I have committed at this point, I believe I am in it. I want to be different than what a lot of the guys that some of my friends have experienced come across. Because, so I'll tell them, like, straight up, like, look, if you're going to work with us, I'm not going to hit on you. I don't want you to constantly feel like I'm trying to pinch your butt. We're coming after
or
you.
Or like,
ooh,
I don't want to go hang out with them because it's going to be weird or they're going to try to do something. No, like just come over and just hang out
it's
like
just,
a regular
it is what it
person.
Is. Like I love my wife, right? That is what it's all about for me. So like anybody else that comes, we can have fun, but you don't have to worry about me like trying to like come after you, creep on you. Right. And a lot of these girls just get like these predators that come after them. You know, they'd be like, hey, I'm an OnlyFans creator, babe. You want to, you know, create something with me?
You know? Come on, just
and
you
it's like,
me.
Nah, like you don't know what you're going to end up in. These guys will end up forcing situations. And I think because I've been, working with Steph, who's had anxiety and, you know, she's you know, been this way for like 10 years of our marriage. So I've just learned how to communicate with anxious women, you know, I know how to like say, hey, this is what you can expect coming in. You know, I will not change it up on you because I know if I change it up on Steph, all hell's going to break loose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, hey, come over here and do this. And then I'm going to try to, you know, make you swallow or something like that. Right. Or
something
like,
crazy.
And that's what a lot of people will do is they'll be like, hey, just come over and do this. And then they'll change the plan up last second. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yeah, come over for a collab, whatever. And then,
and that's, you know, it, with the same thing with Tinder. And it's just so scary being a single female.
Right.
And all of this shit, like, it baffles me. Like, as a 6 foot two, 205 pound dude, I feel pretty comfortable going into most situations.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot imagine how you guys could possibly think
I couldn't do it.
Go meet somebody like me somewhere.
Well, so like, it's funny that, it's funny that you say that because Saturday night I was out with my best friend and I messaged one of the guys that I met on one of the dating apps. And I was like, hey, I'm here with my best friend. If you want to come have a drink. So he actually ended up showing up and I'm like, is this like weird that, you know, I'm here with my best friend and you showed up? And he was like, no, it's not weird at all. And he's like, you know, even my best friend was like, kind of smart, Jessica. And I was like,
super smart.
Probably right. Like, she's like, you know, he could be weird. I mean, I could be a weirdo too. Like, you know, I could be too. You never know. But like, I was like, you know what? You're right. And also too, like, my best friend is my best friend and she's probably always going to be around. So it's better to just meet us both at the same time and get it out of the way. Cause if you can't handle the both of us, I can't date you. So
No,
there's that too.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that I feel like people are weird about talking about, especially in the dating world, or if you were trying to get into the swinging situation, is a lot of people are like, hey, yeah, I want to do this, but I don't want to share my identity. Like, I'm worried about my identity being spread out. First off, most of the people that you're going to go fuck don't want to spread your identity anywhere, right? Like, they want theirs hidden too. So, like, the secretiveness, like, we always come out, like, if we're going to have a woman come over to, you know, fuck or whatever.
Whatever.
I mean, there's really not much whatever. But We will straight up like 24 hours beforehand be like, hey, this is our address. These are our legal names. Give these to your friends. Let them know where you're going to be.
Put your location on for your friends.
We want it to be completely transparent.
Yeah.
We don't want there to be, you know, this scariness. We did have a woman one time who looked up our address on Google Maps and saw that our home had the hurricane shutters down from the satellite pictures.
Oh, gosh.
And assumed that that was a live view
like
of our
she
home.
Was viewing it as she was
and wanted to know why we had our hurricane shutters up right now
because it wasn't
and
hurricane
she was not
season.
Willing to come over because it seemed like this house was vacant now
and it just seemed very you know like
and I was like I could explain how this works or I could just be like you're probably too old to have sex with us anyways
if you don't know how Google
right if you don't know how Google images work or Google Maps or whatever
and then we even like we went outside our house because like it was like 30 minutes before she was supposed to be coming over. She was just like, hey, like we sent her again, sent her address 24 hours prior.
Yeah.
And then 30 minutes before she was supposed to show up. I mean, we weren't even going to our house. We were meeting at like a local like cafe or whatever. And so we were like, but we gave her the address because she was like, well, maybe you know, how things go, maybe, you know, because it was only a few minutes from our house.
And we straight up told her, we're like, look, we're at the point too. Like, I don't like hitting on people. And like I said, like, you don't really either.
No.
We love to have sex with people. That's not a problem.
Right.
So like, as long as we connect enough, like, like you're attractive enough and you don't seem like a douchebag, like, yeah, let's go. Like, we know what we want. I'm not trying to like do a 3 hour thing. Like let's go and have fucking
you
fun.
And like,
so that was the point. It was like, we were going to be like, hey, you're real. I'm real. Let's go fuck. Which I think is a safety precaution. And she could have been like, hey, by looking at us, you can probably guess, hey, we're probably decent. I don't know. Maybe you look like a bunch of sketchy assholes.
Who knows?
But
I don't think you guys look sketchy at all.
I don't know. I used to have hair. I looked a lot less sketchy when I had hair.
I don't know.
But we sent her the video and then
we sent her, like, we went outside and we like took a video and we're like, hey, this is our house. See, no hurricane shutters. They are open. And we were like, but like, I get it. Like, I understand.
Yeah.
But like, and she was like, let's reschedule. And we're like, okay.
But our whole thing is like, if we're going to take the time, you can't cancel 30 minutes beforehand like that. Like, I don't have time to be playing games like that.
We got
especially
kids,
when
so.
I'm as transparent as I am.
Right.
Because I will fully put my shit out there because I understand the safety issues right. involved, you know?
Yeah.
At this point too, I start sending people the podcast too. Right. I'm like, hey, here's our podcast page. Listen to how awkward we are. This is us in real life. This is exactly what you're going to get into.
This if is what you're walking into when you come right. here.
Exactly.
My newest, I'm going off topic. Okay. I came up with an awesome idea. All right, well, let me ask an awkward question of you, Jess.
Okay, yes, I love awkward questions. Let's do this.
Do you like porn?
I do, yes.
Okay, what kind of porn do you like?
I like lesbian porn.
Lesbian porn? Okay, personally cannot produce lesbian porn.
Well, no, you can't. I mean, you could produce it.
I can produce it.
You could produce it, but you cannot participate.
I cannot be an actor. I have produced it, actually. I have done a very good job with it.
There you go.
However, okay, so listen, I want you to listen to this idea, even though you are into lesbian porn, which I think is awesome too. We can talk about lesbian porn after this, but let me give you my idea.
All right, perfect.
Okay. All right. So the idea is I want, moms that are recently divorced, you know, or women that are out of relationships, maybe, because I feel like I'm a pretty even-keeled guy. You know, I'm not gonna attack you. I'm gonna give you exactly what you asked for. I'm a safe person to experiment with.
And I'm always
with.
There.
She's always here, and she likes to watch me have sex with people.
Right. Okay.
So I was like, you know, let's bring on these women, right? That are maybe repressed, want to explore. Yep. I have no lack of women that are interested in having sex with me, which is nice, you know. Uh-huh. But like, let's have them come sit down next to me.
That was great.
She knows it's true.
I know.
It's ridiculous. I played tuba in high school. I should not have this life right now. Nothing makes sense anymore. But
it's true.
But essentially, like, I'm like, okay, we'll have the girl come sit here. Okay, we'll talk. Let's talk about boundaries and desires on air, and have this open conversation, right? So that people can hear exactly what it is, exactly this dialogue that we have.
Right.
And then we cut out for whatever we film, you know, with her. Because a lot of them will essentially probably be OnlyFans and stuff.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then we come back and we say, hey, after this communication, how was this experience? You know, you were able to hear everything. We told you exactly what we were going to do. Did anything stray off?
We knew.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
With that communication, how did that work? I feel like, first off, there's a lot of audible erotica that could be involved in discussing desires like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then obviously you're going to get hooked and be like, okay, I kind of want to see him, you know, act it out. So then you got to come to our page.
Yep.
You know, which is really the only way we're making any money right now anyway. So
yeah, stuff
come
this.
To our page, onlyfans.com/StephanieClass. And then we'll come back to the podcast right afterwards and do an after show. You know, I feel like to me, that doesn't feel as porny as it does educational and kind of empowering, if that makes any sense at all. But I could be totally fucking wrong. Maybe I'm just a horny dude talking, trying to find a way to have sex with single moms. You tell me. The jury's out.
I mean, maybe. Maybe. But I do. But I get, like, I get the concept of it. Like, there's an educational piece to it, which I think when you talk about sex and boundaries and pleasure and all that stuff, education is extremely important because a lot of times we leave that part out and it's like, and again, that's why we're not talking about it, because there's just so many different, like, what the hell? Like, you know what I mean? Right. Like,
there's this amazing effect too that I've realized that when we turn this podcast thing on, it's like the filters are just lifted. You know, it's like we just kind of know that. I feel like if I'm not truthful, people are going to call me out on my BS.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I feel like being able to have a conversation with somebody else in that intimate setting like this, while it for certainly awkward,
right?
Name of the show, but like it's going to be cool and raw because they'll understand too that they are unfiltered. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a safe space for them to be unfiltered and unjudged.
Right.
I want to do it so fucking bad. I just got to find somebody willing to do it. So, well, I have one lady that's interested. We got to get it on the books, but
yeah, we got to get her out here.
Yeah. But, you know, I could schedule like another 30 or 40 though, just to see if it's a serious,
see if it works.
seeing if it's something I'm worth considering, you know, if it's worth putting my time into after the 50th or something, then.
I think there's probably women who would jump on something like that.
I'm hoping.
No pun intended. Like
say. Yeah, but I mean, like, I do think, like, you know, it's a good.
The hard part is going to be people that don't want to put themselves out there.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. That don't want to be, like, in the spotlight.
And to my defense on that one, one of our specialties as creators is she has sex with virgins.
Yes.
Okay.
Our number one thing is when we record them, we tell them your identity is not going to get out, period. Uh-huh.
At all.
We're going to, obviously we have to have your ID, you have to sign forms. So like, we're going to know it and the people that we, you know, get.
But we also tell them our legal names because like, we go by different names. And so it's like,
but
we
blur their faces, you know, they can change their name if they want to. Uh-huh. We make a point like that. We literally watch every bit of that video afterwards just to make sure that there's not a point where their face may have slipped up or a tattoo slipped in that they didn't want.
Right.
So I feel like having that same sort of like detail orientedness, and by the way, of everybody that we've been with, nobody's identity has ever gotten out.
Yeah.
Not
that we've been told.
That we've
least.
Been told. And like everybody's been content.
Right. Nope.
So I feel like we could probably offer that same sort of protection to, you know, single women. I've even used Dermablend before to help cover up people's tattoos so that they felt more comfortable.
Right.
Because that's one of those things is if you can't get out of your mind and think, oh, somebody's going to be watching me. Who could find out that I'm doing this?
Like,
then you can't enjoy the moment whatsoever.
No.
So
and it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
It is. But also, I mean, safety and feeling safe and feeling comfortable are, I mean, they're extremely important just in the grand scheme of things in general, but also so you can enjoy yourself in a situation like that. Because if you're thinking about a million other things, like, oh my God, who could see this? What if you're not going to enjoy yourself and then it takes away from the whole experience.
Right.
So like, that's so important.
No, I do think it is. We've found that the people that are like, okay, fine, I'd like you to show my face. Or when they finally come around to showing their face, they do feel very empowered. And they realize that it's not, they don't get this outpouring of people that are like, oh, I know you.
Or like, oh, ha, ha, I've been watching you
surprise,
the whole time.
There's millions
like,
of people.
Like, oh, it was you this all this time?
Right. You're like, haha, I thought it was you. No, like, I mean, because that's how I started out, is I started out faceless because I was like, terrified that like someone is going to find me out. Like, not that I have like super identifiable tattoos or whatever, but
no,
like.
No, our wedding date and stuff. No way to identify that.
Yeah, none. But like, matching wedding dates, you know, but like, you know, like, so I started out faceless and then like, you were like, hey, let's like all like the big creators are showing their face. Mm-hmm. He was like, obviously I'm not going to pressure you. Like whenever you're ready to like show
your
face.
You don't want to, you don't have to.
He was like, if you don't want to, that's fine. But he was like, but I've noticed there's like that big gap of like.
Well, somebody posted something on Reddit.
Okay.
And it was as we were going through and you were at the point where you were like, I don't want to stop this.
Right.
But also, why aren't we moving up?
Right.
And also, you were like, but also, I don't want to do anything different.
Right.
So I was like, okay, the easiest way to do that is to just show your face then, I guess.
Right.
And you were like, So I showed you the graph and I was like, look, I refused. First off, I refused for like the first like 6 months to post any picture with her face on it.
Right.
Uh-huh. Anywhere. Because I didn't want to take ownership of me putting her face out there.
Right.
Because I felt like that was her thing to do.
Yeah.
Even though I was doing a lot of the posting and stuff that time.
Right.
Anytime it was like one of hers with her face, I would say, no, this is you. Like, you have to make the final call and all that kind of shit. But
like, we finally did. And again, nobody's like, I mean, there's been a few people that have like sent like a cryptic message and we're like, who is this?
Like, I'd rather just like come out and be like, hey, this is who we are. Like, I don't care. Obviously, we just told you that we do porn and we're fine with you seeing it.
Right.
So like, just be like, hey, I'm watching your porn and it makes me come. Like, that's fine.
Cool.
Like, I'm enjoying it. Thank you for the content.
Yeah, I would love that. Thanks for the compliment. Yeah. Like,
right. Like, but just like, tell me
who you are. I
worked
really hard on this. And
exactly.
Every time guys jerk off, they never think, hey, good job on that video. It's always like, man, that was a nice pussy. You know? Think about me, the editor.
Right.
I get ignored.
Yeah.
You know, all these, ooh, that was a smooth transition. That music goes perfectly right with that hump.
The hours, the hours of work that you put into it just totally.
No, it's, oh man. Wish I could have seen a better angle of that cum shot. Motherfucker, that slow-mo was perfect.
Right.
I'm getting all off topic again.
Getting heated.
I know.
I would like to film some lesbian porn. I've done it once in my life, and it was a blast. And I feel like lesbian porn is cool because it's a little more sensual, at least when I've watched it. And when I film things, I really enjoy more of the slower, sensual, curvy, light type shit when I can.
Yeah.
When I'm getting artsy. If I'm just, you know, just filming, you know, a regular one is not always artsy. But I really feel like there's like a tremendous amount more effort that goes into the lesbian videos.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because they know their audience is, you know, women.
Broader.
Well, it's also men, too. Right. I guess it is broad.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but it's great. That's always why I've been into it. You've gotten off to it plenty of times.
Yeah.
That was your go-to for a while.
Yeah.
Is there like a, you have like a preference? Is there like a studio that you're like, hey, this is my go-to? Or you just kind of like go on there and see what's up?
I just kind of, whatever pops up, I'm like, oh, let's check this out. And let's try this one.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
One of the downsides of being in this industry is like, I look at porn now. And I'm like, I'm not like excited like I used to get, you know?
Right.
And like, I don't want to like go down the deep dark hole. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want to get into the weird shit. I'm just like, all right, I've gotten to the point now where I'm like, okay, you know, what's fun for me is taking my knowledge and now sharing it with other people.
Yeah.
I can kind of get my kink off by like, you know, sharing and getting other people involved and stuff like that. I can't go darker. Nope. Won't do that. Some of that
But like, you know, even if we're trying to like watch porn now, like we have such a hard time because it's like, oh, their lighting wasn't great or
we love watching porn. Like to us, like the best porn to me now is like porn of somebody I know. You know what I mean? Because it's like a little more intimate.
I still like watching like our stuff like that. Well,
it's different watching ours. I'm talking like somebody we knew.
I know.
So that's why like to me, like if I was like, if I knew us, you know, in real life, I'd be like, I mean, I at least want to see what they look like fucking.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'd be a little curious. That's my personality. I obviously became a porn star, so I'm probably not on the same mindset as everybody else.
Well, probably not.
But that's my thought process. Like, I want to see what it looks like.
You might be, though, and people just aren't talking about it because they think it's awkward and uncomfortable.
I mean, we basically straight up told when we, like, came out and told everybody what it is that we do for work, we were like, check it out. Don't check it out. It's not going to bother us, but just like,
I got nothing to be ashamed of. Come make fun of me for having a big dick. It's fine.
There it is. He has to make a joke about it every time. Well, not he has to, but like he always seems to find a way.
They're going to come to the page and they're not going to be like, they're not going to be like, oh, how embarrassing for him. They're going to be like, holy shit. You know, just telling them what to expect.
No surprises, huh?
I'm overselling myself. They're going to be disappointed again.
They're going to be. No, just kidding.
Now I'm never going to get the ladies. God damn it.
Or they just don't know where you're coming from. You know, like.
It's true. They need to go find out. Maybe I'm underselling. Is that what you're saying?
I don't even know anymore.
Oh, damn.
I don't even know anymore.
Maybe they just need to come look for themselves. That's
exactly.
And then make their own decision.
That's good.
I like
OnlyFans.com/StephanieClass. Or awkwardtalk.com.
Yeah.
Anything else worth bringing up, Jess? I'm sorry. I feel like I totally just took you off topic today. I love talking to you, though.
Yeah, this was
fun. I've had a blast with you.
This was really fun. I would love for you guys to come on my podcast, too, and talk about this.
Yeah.
Because we have the hard, awkward, uncomfortable conversations over there. And I feel like this would be, I haven't had anybody on yet that has done what you guys do. So I think it would be really fun to do that.
I guess we'll stop here.
Yeah.
Please go check out Jess and her podcast. I'm going to have everything tagged in the show notes. And hopefully we will be talking to Jess soon on her podcast.
Yeah.
And we'll try to totally throw her off of track. just as I did to my own show here.
Yes, just totally derailed.
So Thank you again, Jess.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, guys. This was so much fun.
Give us 2 seconds to let this thing finish doing its recording.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxx. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
Works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe. What do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen. Be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.